Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Ozzy Osbourne, by the way, I did not, do we have that sound there for Ozzy talking about his update? I did not give it, but for those of you, I forgot to tell you in music news, Ozzy Osbourne has updated his fans on his health, and it seems like he wants to get back on the road and tour. There's a funny thing that goes on here when he explains his health. Sharon Osbourne is there too. You'll hear her in this whole thing. Here's Ozzy updating people on his health.
I'm not back to 100%. I'm about 75% there, but it's just such a slow recovery. Spine surgery is bad news, man. And we, Sharon and I were just recently talking. If we'd have known then what we know now, I mean, I've been in such a bad state with pain. I'm still having a lot of pain.
I'm sorry.
Nothing like I was. There was a point I was saying to Sharon the other day, I was convinced that I was dying. I was in that much discomfort and pain and misery. I thought they were all hiding from me. And I remember saying to Sharon, you've got to level with me. It's worse than you're making it out. She says, no.
Yeah, he thought we were hiding it from him.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad that you're not feeling that same pain still. That's just, it's the worst.
I've dropped all the medication for pain now.
Well, you look great, and we're all cheering for you, and so many people love you. And I know that Jack had recently talked about how, you know, what you were like at home versus, you know, going on tour. And I live with a musician, so I know touring is so hard. It's like you complain when you're touring, and then you complain when you're sitting at home.
That's right.
There's no happy medium.
No, there isn't.
No, I think there's a happy medium when the 90 minutes when he's performing.
That's it. That's true. And Ozzy, do you see yourself ever going back out there, or you're like, you know what?
I cannot wait, but I was talking to Tony Helms the other day. And he was saying, by the way it's going with this coronavirus, indoor shows will be a thing of the past.
I know. I'm hoping that's not true for all of us that love to watch performances.
I'm with them there. That's kind of scary when you hear Ozzy say indoor shows may be a thing of the past, and that's not cool. Because I like my share of indoor shows, especially smaller venues. When you get to see some bands in a more intimate setting, I'm a big fanatic of that. And it's funny to hear that he was in such pain that he thought they were lying to him on how bad it is, and he thought he was going to die. And the fact now that he's off of all pain medication, that's huge too, because we are talking about a guy that's had a lot of addictions probably in his life too. You want to wean him off those pain medications because obviously you don't want to create any other issues with all of that. It just sucks to get old, man. It sucks to get old because as you get injured, it takes longer to heal. Everything. And any of us that are getting older, you know what I'm talking about, that when you hurt something, it takes a lot longer for you to get back to being 100%. So we'll see if, and I will say this, will motivate me more than ever to go see him the next time because that probably will be, you know, the last go around for him if you're able to see him again. And remember, there's been some talk about a Black Sabbath reunion. Ozzy's open to it. Tony Iommi is open to it. So that's very cool. But remember, it's not a tour. They're talking about a one-off. So it's probably in London or probably in New York City or L.A., but it's somewhere it's going to be, and it's going to be a one-off. So you may even have a chance to see Black Sabbath one more time with them together. That would be actually pretty cool if you get that opportunity for any of you out there that are fans of Ozzy or Black Sabbath.